tell y'all a story real quick. The pain was sinking into the page within the rage that I engaged within the same kid a week from. The change he astrayed left a sway in the wind. The fate was dim, the anger switched to shady. Changed him, what? Tamed him, left, she left the bags at the door. Mad at the whore? Nah, that's the anger thought. Afro was bad from the start, but the gal was a sweetheart. Had the remorse, now I'm sadder than before. Dragging shallow and all, imagine the black kid who saw. Then tragedy had to had fallen on the madness that he had followed. When he dabbed, he rapped and he wallowed with a passion. Now he has problems, yelling and tackling. Mama's thoughts, I'm an animal fallen. Tying my shoes in the middle of passing traffic, never looking both ways because the man dressed as death, as stiff. I wanted to leave, I was taunted, but I flaunted. I am haunted indeed.
The pain he couldn't explain, it kept him chained. Astray he went, mad at himself, there was no one to blame. Dream of any way to numb his hatred. He felt vacant, felt strange, felt the angels leave with his face. Why did he always feel this way? Alone, alone, there was nothing hopeful to say. Instead he bleeds his emotions on the page, hoping to one day sway like an ocean's wave. Lonely from the sadness, but it stuck with him until the grave. He calls his mom just to hear her say, son, you'll be okay. Tears fall down his face, heavy as rain. Peers don't see the sadness in his eyes, cause the mask feels safe. Mad at the way that he was raised, but dad, no matter what, just know that it'll be okay. He wishes to escape this darkened fate, but how can he live in a world filled with these mistakes? Will he disgrace his family by acting like a slave? Will he make something out of nothing and finally change? He prays to God to save him from these chains so he can break away and let his spirit roam free in a better place.
Sips of the liquor, hoping it alleviates, it only makes me sicker. My memories flicker, they're blurred, but yo, I figure I'm glad I didn't raise my fist and go to hit her. There's no way I could forgive her, myself feeling disfigured in this dark shadow of her figures, giving me shivers while my liver's begging me to quit her. A heathen seeping, creeping through bottles with no reasons, leaving my legions leaking, seeking beliefs, and I'm questioning my allegiance. Credence is fleeting, I keep repeating this drinking. What's the end I see with these self-destructive tendencies? It's not replenishing to my inner being, I must intervene. So fuck a stranger where my anger is the danger. I'm tired of carrying this ancestral weight, a history of self-suppression masked by hate and mad aggression. I really think it's time I take a breath and I'm pressing for some rest, man.